Welcome to the online version of the Pastor's Thoughts and, more importantly, prayers. We do believe in prayers of intercession, and we know that God is faithful to answer all of our prayers. One of the things, and I talked about in my message, the fringe, you know, a lot of times we think about the people living on the fringe or outside of this or outside of that. But God loves each and every one of us. And we have to maybe sometimes develop something that we call faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. It's amazing whenever you do accept Christ into your life. You know, there's not lightning flashes or anything like that. But if you truly, truly believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, you'll truly be saved. There's just something that takes place. And little by little, we go through pruning. And we give up this or we give up that. I quit drinking 30 some odd years ago. I don't even remember now. But, you know, it was just a beautiful thing. I quit carousing. I quit this and I quit. Not that I'm a perfect human being now, by no means. But it was by faith. Think about faith. Is more than just believing. It's trusting our very life to see what we believe. For example, we can believe that someone can walk across a deep gorge on a tightrope. You see, these guys are crazy, but they get a string or rope or cable or something and they put it across the Niagara Falls and they get out there and they walk across it. But we're willing to trust that that person can carry us across, right? Or that, I don't know. But faith says, yeah, we can do it. Faith in God says that we are willing to trust God with our very life. You think about it. What are we going to do with trusting our own self with our life? Wow, we need the Creator to help us, don't we? We're willing to follow His guidelines as for living outlined in the Bible because we have the conviction that this will be the best thing for us. Now we're even willing to ridicule people a little bit, persecution for our faith, because we're sure that what we believe is true and that Christian life is the best for us eternally. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, in Romans 10:17. Faith is the only way to get to heaven. It's the only doorway of eternal life. If God created eternity, then only through God can we get there. Amen? And think about this. Faith in God brings peace of mind and heart. Because we know that we belong to Him, and we know that one day all pain and suffering will end. Tells us that in the book of Revelation. All fear is gone. All tears are gone. It's just a wonderful thing. But while we're here on this earth, we're still going to have experience these challenges. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations, but fear not, I've overcome the world. So we hang on to that. There's many people in the Bible who we consider to be pillars of faith, had moments of doubt too. This thing called Christianity is a process, it's growing, and the key to it is never give up on our faith, and to always ask if over time our lives have been moving closer or further away from God. We need to do that fearless self moral inventory of ourselves. Even during moments of doubt, I've had them too, you must invest in the effort and the discipline to allow your faith to grow. Our generation, many generations before us, had devotion to God. Now, in our society now, they're trying to kick God out of here and God out of there. But I think now, every one of human beings are created in God's image. And I'd like to think that everybody has that openness in their heart that needs to be filled with something. And I think many people, as they look around, there's got to be more to this. Deep down inside, they believe. That's why we have to plant seeds. We don't want to force somebody into believing. As my father-in-law used to say, if you convince a person against their will, they'll be of the same opinion still. Share the love of God and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. God does not secure the next generation's devotion to Him, but God will, our generation and generations before, leave a legacy of godliness. And to secure the next generation, we got to be involved in ourselves for a lifetime, planting seeds of grace and love, and more importantly, giving people hope. Believe in Jesus, you'll be saved. Acts 16:31, and all who believe will one day be praising God in heaven. 2 Thessalonians 1:10. So, if you stay strong in your faith, you will receive praise and honor from God the Father. 1 Peter 1:7. Well, we have a lot of people on our prayer list. If you click on the prayers and thoughts there, on the, it'll take you over to the prayers that we have listed in the on the church bulletin and so forth. But the most beautiful thing I think of all is that you don't need a list, you don't need an 800 number, you don't need a priest, you don't need anybody. You just learn to talk to God yourself. That's prayer. That's all it is. Just talking to God. Evangelist friend of mine, Joyce Payne, used to say, when things really get tough, you know what I do? I just say, Daddy, I need to crawl up on your lap. I need you to hold me. I need to talk to you. I need some help and wisdom. Yeah, maybe that's in a spiritual sense, but you know, God is there for us, and that's all we got to do. And say, Lord, I need to talk to you. Who else can you talk to that knows you better than anybody else? The one who created you. That's why Jesus said, go into your prayer closet and talk to the Father. He already knows everything. He already knows everything that you need, everything that you want, but He wants to hear it from you. Have that prayer relationship. Where can you find a better friend than the one who created you? The one that understands you, that already knows what you're hurting about and all your needs before you even ask. But He wants to hear from you. He loves you. He wants to talk to you. Through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit, come to Him in the precious name of Jesus with all your prayers. So, keep us in prayer, intercessory prayer. We believe in it. We like it. And Judy's having some challenges with her healing in the cancer area, but we all have little things that we need. Finances, people, relation problems. There's just so many things. If we only had this life to look forward to, I paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7. If we only had this life to be looking forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, we have something much better to look forward to. Hope, faith that we have eternal life. I know I don't want to take this hirsute to heaven. Whenever I make that transition from this dimension to the next, what a joy. Well, we close with the Lord's Prayer. I say the Lord's Prayer because it's a prayer that most of us refer to with the Lord's Prayer. I think the Lord's Prayer really is in John 17, where Jesus prayed for us. That's the Lord's Prayer, in my opinion. But when He was here on earth, the disciples understood that when they went everywhere and they stopped at the end of the day and they built a fire and they cooked and they ate and they fellowshiped, and Jesus would always go off by Himself. And one day, I wasn't there. I'm just telling you what I think happened. But it makes sense to me. One of the disciples said, Lord, why do you go off by yourself after we're done eating and fellowshipping? And, well, guys, you know, I am God in the flesh. And just like you guys, when I'm in the flesh, I got to eat. I got to have fellowship, and I need to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Yeah. Can we do that? He says, yeah, let me give you a prayer that you can use for a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as you talk to the Father yourself. Join me as we close with the common Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Continue to grow in your faith. You will truly be blessed. Amen.